experience of Armour, I've learned so much without having to be taught. So that was a wonderful experience for me to take home, about how the professor's vision of people learning about life and being responsible. The other thing that stays clearly in my mind, on the first day we had Mass, and Father made this little statement that the Syrophoenician woman loved much. And so she accepted, in a way, the insult from Jesus, because she loved her daughter. And I thought to myself, if I'd gone to somebody for help and they rebuffed me like this, I would have said, to hell with you, I'll find somebody else. But a father's statement really stuck in my heart, and I thought, no, if we have chosen the best person, and if we are fighting for love of the people we care for or whatever it is, then just hold your ground and don't worry about the insults, because they'll get such a shock that you're still there that you'll get what you want. So Father's little statement will stay with me. Yesterday, the other little statement from Father about Mary, who was also rebuffed, but she stuck to the ground. And I thought, what a marvellous lesson. Don't get upset. Don't get the pip. Don't sulk. Go off in a corner. Just stay there. And you will work through the difficulty. So I'm grateful to God for those holy men. And then there were many wise words that were shared with us. But Rika talked about the leadership of friends. And I thought, in all my religious life, I have never heard anyone really sharing with us the importance of friendship. Friendship with Jesus, maybe, but friendship with one another. I mean, we know to love one another. We're hearing that all the time, love one another. But to be friends with one another is, or has been in the past, a rare thing for religious. So if I came from New Zealand for nothing else, that's another little bit of wisdom that I take back with me. Be friends with one another. The next little piece, and these are just like little stardust, aren't they, that you gather up. Not a huge amount of life-changing things, but just little bits that live in your heart, and when you're not perhaps in such a good space, you ponder them. So then we get to the cultural nights, and I think, who will ever hear Mamma Mia without saying a prayer for Sister Kum Suki? This is, you know, these are little things that recall, don't they? Mamma Mia and Kum Suki, and then we pray for Kum Suki because she enabled us to be free. And although I'm no good at dancing, and I love to see you dancing on the floor, I mean, if your sisters at home saw all these generals up dancing, wouldn't it be an amazing thing for them to know that we are all human, regardless of the job that we do, we are all human and we're all friends. And so that's another experience that I take home. Knowing that at heart we are all children, we like simple things. So Sister Nolene's rabbit, run rabbit run, and the way that you all participated and joined in was a joy to us, that just this little simple thing can give pleasure. And so I take from Armour this amazing group of women in Asia. We are a little dot in the ocean down there, and you are so big. But in the end, it all amounts to just individual people. And so the wonderful thing about coming up here to meet you and not just looking at you on my computer is the wonderful, joyful face of the Asian woman with such energy and vitality. And so the mother foundress of my order, Suzanne Ovier, who was a French woman, she taught us this prayer which we frequently say, and it's thanks be to God for all he has done and is doing for us. And I say this prayer frequently for this wonderful group of women and for all those who contributed to the organisation. We are blessed to have you in the church, and so we thank God for all the good work that you've done. We take home these wonderful, alive and vital faces in the Dancing Ones, and we share this with our sisters at home and say, you know, it's just not a mass of people up there. There is this wonderful group of vital Christian women who are doing their best for God. So I pray that all of you will continue to do the work for the Lord, and thank you for making me feel part of this group. I have stepped beyond the boundaries from where I come, and I have found it's not a frightening place to be somewhere else. Thank you.